Skytail stood in bemused silence, somewhat apart from the others. The argument about psychic poison had been going on for some time now. It was energetic and vehement, but polite in that blindly compulsive way adepts of the great schools always adopted for matters close to their dogma.
"When you think you have him skewered, right then you'll find him unwounded."
That was the old Reverend Mother of the Bene Gesserit, Gaius Helen Mohiam, their hostess here on Wallach 9. She was a black-robed stick figure, a witch crone, seated in a floater chair at Skytail's left. Her abba hood had been thrown back to expose a leathery face beneath silver hair. Deeply pocketed eyes stared out of skull-mask features. They were using a Mirabasa language, honed phalange consonants and joined vowels. It was an instrument for conveying fine emotional subtleties. Edric, the guild steersman, replied to the Reverend Mother now with a vocal curtsy contained in a sneer, a lovely touch of disdainful politeness. Skytail looked at the guild envoy. Edric swam in a container of orange gas only a few paces away. His container sat in the center of the transparent dome which the Bene Gesserit had built for this meeting. The guildsman was an elongated figure, vaguely humanoid, with finned feet and hugely fanned, membranous hands, a fish in a strange sea. His tank's vents emitted a pale orange cloud rich with the smell of the geriatric spice, Melange.
"If we go on this way, we'll die of stupidity."
That was the fourth person present, the potential member of the conspiracy, Princess Irulan, wife, but not mate, Skytail reminded himself, of their mutual foe. She stood at a corner of Edric's tank, a tall, blonde beauty, splendid in a robe of blue whale fur and matching hat. Gold buttons glittered at her ears. She carried herself with an aristocrat's hauteur, but something in the absorbed smoothness of her features betrayed the controls of her Bene Gesserit background. Skytail's mind turned from nuances of language and faces to nuances of location. All around the dome lay hills mangy with melting snow, which reflected mottled wet blueness from the small blue-white sun hanging at the meridian. Why this particular place? Skytail wondered. The Bene Gesserit seldom did anything casually. Take the dome's open plan. A more conventional and confining space might have inflicted the guildsman with claustrophobic nervousness. Inhibitions in his psyche were those of birth and life off-planet in open space. To have built this place especially for Edric, though, what a sharp finger that pointed at his weakness. What here, Skytail wondered, was aimed at me?
"Have you nothing to say for yourself, Skytail?" the Reverend Mother demanded. "You wish to draw me into this fool's fight?" Skytail asked. "Very well. We're dealing with a potential messiah. You don't launch a frontal attack upon such a one. Martyrdom would defeat us."
They all stared at him.
"You think that's the only danger?" the Reverend Mother demanded, voice wheezing.
Skytail shrugged. He had chosen a bland, round-faced appearance for this meeting, jolly features and vapid full lips, the body of a bloated dumpling. It occurred to him now, as he studied his fellow conspirators, that he had made an ideal choice, out of instinct, perhaps. He alone in this group could manipulate fleshly appearance across a wide spectrum of bodily shapes and features. He was the human chameleon, a face dancer, and the shape he wore now invited others to judge him too lightly.
"Well," the Reverend Mother pressed. "I was enjoying the silence," Skytail said. "Our hostilities are better left unvoiced."
The Reverend Mother drew back, and Skytail saw her reassessing him. They were all products of profound Prana Bindu training, capable of muscle and nerve control that few humans ever achieved. But Skytail, a face dancer, had muscles and nerve linkages the others didn't even possess, plus a special quality of simpatico, a mimic's insight with which he could put on the psyche of another as well as the other's appearance. Skytail gave her enough time to complete the reassessment, said,
"Poison!"
He uttered the word with the atonals which said he alone understood its secret meaning. The guildsman stirred, and his voice rolled from the glittering speaker globe which orbited a corner of his tank above Irulan.
"We're discussing psychic poison, not a physical one!"
Skytail laughed. Mirabasa laughter could flay an opponent, and he held nothing back now. Irulan smiled in appreciation, but the corners of the Reverend Mother's eyes revealed a faint hint of anger.
"Stop that!" Mohiam rasped.
Skytail stopped, but he had their attention now, Edric in a silent rage, the Reverend Mother alert in her anger. Irulan amused, but puzzled.
"Our friend Edric suggests," Skytail said, that a pair of Bene Gesserit witches, trained in all their subtle ways, have not learned the true uses of deception.
Mohiam turned to stare out at the cold hills of her Bene Gesserit homeworld. She was beginning to see the vital thing here, Skytail realized. That was good. Irulan, though, was another matter.
"Are you one of us or not, Skytail?"
Edric asked. He stared out of tiny rodent eyes.
"My allegiance is not the issue," Skytail said.
He kept his attention on Irulan.
"You are wondering, princess, if this was why you came all those parsecs, risked so much?"
She nodded agreement.
"Was it to bandy platitudes with a humanoid fish, or dispute with a fat play-a-lax-who-face dancer?"
Skytail asked. She stepped away from Edric's tank, shaking her head in annoyance at the thick odor of melange. Edric took this moment to pop a melange pill into his mouth. He ate the spice and breathed it, and no doubt drank it, Skytail noted. Understandable, because the spice heightened a steersman's prescience, gave him the power to guide a guild highliner across space at translight speeds. With spice awareness, he found that line of the ship's future which avoided peril. Edric smelled another kind of peril now, but his crutch of prescience might not find it.
"I think it was a mistake for me to come here," Irulan said.
The Reverend Mother turned, opened her eyes, closed them, a curiously reptilian gesture. Skytail shifted his gaze from Irulan to the tank, inviting the princess to share his viewpoint. She would, Skytail knew, see Edric as a repellent figure. The bold stare, those monstrous feet and hands moving softly in the gas, the smoky swirling of orange eddies around him. She would wonder about his sex habits, thinking how odd it would be to mate with such a one. Even the field force generator which recreated for Edric the weightlessness of space would set him apart from her now.
"Princess," Skytail said, "because of Edric here, your husband's oracular sight cannot stumble upon certain incidents, including this one, presumably."
"Presumably," Irulan said.
Eyes closed, the Reverend Mother nodded.
"The phenomenon of prescience is poorly understood even by its initiates," she said. "I am a full guild navigator and have the power," Edric said.
Again the Reverend Mother opened her eyes. This time she stared at the face dancer, eyes probing with that peculiar Bene Gesserit intensity. She was weighing minutiae.
"No, Reverend Mother," Skytail murmured. "I am not as simple as I appeared."
"We don't understand this power of second sight," Irulan said. "There's a point. Edric says my husband cannot see, know, or predict what happens within the sphere of a navigator's influence. But how far does that influence extend?"
"There are people and things in our universe which I know only by their effects," Edric said, his fish mouth held in a thin line. "I know they have been here, there, somewhere. As water creatures stir up the currents in their passage, so the prescient stir up time. I have seen where your husband has been. Never have I seen him, nor the people who truly share his aims and loyalties. This is the concealment which an adept gives to those who are his."
"Irulan is not yours," Skytail said,
and he looked sideways at the princess.
"We all know why the conspiracy must be conducted only in my presence," Edric said.
Using the voice mode for describing a machine, Irulan said,
"You have your uses, apparently."
She sees him now for what he is, Skytail thought. God. "The future is a thing to be shaped," Skytail said. "Hold that thought, princess."
Irulan glanced at the face dancer.
"People who share Paul's aims and loyalties," she said. "Certain of his Fremen legionaries, then, wear his cloak. I have seen him prophesy for them, heard their cries of adulation for their Mahdi, their Muad'Dib."
It has occurred to her, Skytail thought, that she is on trial here, that a judgment remains to be made which could preserve her or destroy her. She sees the trap we set for her. Momentarily, Skytail's gaze locked with that of the Reverend Mother, and he experienced the odd realization that they had shared this thought about Irulan. The Bene Gesserit, of course, had briefed their princess, primed her with the lie adroit, but the moment always came when a Bene Gesserit must trust her own training and instincts.
"Princess, I know what it is you most desire from the Emperor," Edric said.
"Who does not know it?" Irulan asked.
"You wish to be the founding mother of the royal dynasty," Edric said, as though he had not heard her. "Unless you join us, that will never happen. Take my oracular word on it. The Emperor married you for political reasons, but you'll never share his bed."
"So the Oracle is also a voyeur," Irulan sneered.
The Emperor is more firmly wedded to his Fremen concubine than he is to you,
Edric snapped.
And she gives him no heir,
Irulan said. Reason is the first victim of strong emotion, Skytail murmured. He sensed the outpouring of Irulan's anger, saw his admonition take effect.
She gives him no heir, Irulan said, her voice measuring out controlled calmness, because I am secretly administering a contraceptive. Is that the sort of admission you wanted from me?
It'd not be a thing for the Emperor to discover, Edric said, smiling.
I have lies ready for him, Irulan said. He may have truth sense, but some lies are easier to believe than the truth.
You must make the choice, Princess, Skytail said, but understand what it is protects you.
Paul is fair with me, she said. I sit in his council.
In the 12 years you've been his princess consort, Edric asked, has he shown you the slightest warmth?
Irulan shook her head.
He deposed your father with his infamous Fremen horde, married you to fix his claim to the throne, yet he has never crowned you empress, Edric said.
Edric tries to sway you with emotion, princess, Skytail said. Is that not interesting? She glanced at the face dancer, saw the bold smile on his features, answered it with raised eyebrows. She was fully aware now, Skytail saw, that if she left this conference under Edric's sway, part of their plot, these moments might be concealed from Paul's oracular vision. If she withheld commitment, though...
Does it seem to you, princess, Skytail asked, that Edric holds undue sway in our conspiracy?
I've already agreed, Edric said, that I'll defer to the best judgment offered in our councils.
And who chooses the best judgment? Skytail asked.
Do you wish the princess to leave here without joining us? Edric asked.
He wishes her commitment to be a real one, the Reverend Mother growled. There should be no trickery between us.
Irulan, Skytail saw, had relaxed into a thinking posture, hands concealed in the sleeves of her robe. She would be thinking now of the bait Edric had offered, to found a royal dynasty. She would be wondering what scheme the conspirators had provided to protect themselves from her. She would be weighing many things.
Skytail, Irulan said presently, it is said that you, Tleilaxu, have an odd system of honor. Your victims must always have a means of escape.
If they can but find it, Skytail agreed.
Am I a victim? Irulan asked.
A burst of laughter escaped Skytail. The Reverend Mother snorted.
Princess, Edric said, his voice softly persuasive, you already are one of us. Have no fear of that. Do you not spy upon the Imperial household for your Bene Gesserit superiors?
Paul knows I report to my teachers, she said.
But don't you give them the material for strong propaganda against your emperor? Edric asked.
Not our emperor, Skytail noted. Your emperor. Irulan is too much the Bene Gesserit to miss that slip.
The question is one of powers and how they may be used, Skytail said, moving closer to the guildsman's tank. We of the Tleilaxu believe that in all the universe there is only the insatiable appetite of matter, that energy is the only true solid. And energy learns. Hear me well, princess. Energy learns. This we call power.
You haven't convinced me we can defeat the Emperor, Irulan said.
We haven't even convinced ourselves, Skytail said.
Everywhere we turn, Irulan said, his power confronts us. He's the Kwisatz Haderach, the one who can be many places at once. He's the Mahdi, whose merest whim is absolute command to his Kizarat missionaries. He's the Mentat, whose computational mind surpasses the greatest ancient computers. He is Muad'Dib, whose orders to the Fremen legions depopulate planets. He possesses oracular vision which sees into the future.